This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held bilateral talks with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur. During the talks, several MOUs were exchanged, including cooperation in disaster management, audiovisual co-production, combating and preventing corruption, semiconductor development and security. Prime Minister Modi said the cooperation between the two sides will expand in counter-terrorism, intelligence sharing, maritime security and defence. The Prime Minister further said that the support of friendly nations is crucial in the fight against terrorism. Speaking during bilateral talks with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur, Mr. Modi emphasized that India values cooperation with partners who share its commitment to peace and stability.
Security ke kshetra mein hum counter terrorism, intelligence sharing aur maritime security mein sahyog majboot karenge. Hum raksha sahyog ko bhi aur vyapak banayenge. AI aur digital technologies ke saath saath hum semiconductor, health aur food security mein साझेदारी को आगे बढ़ाएंगे.
Earlier, PM Modi was accorded a ceremonial welcome at the office of Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim. Home Minister Amit Shah arrived in Raipur last evening on a three-day visit to Chhattisgarh. During his visit, Mr. Shah will participate in various programs related to internal security and development in the state. Today, the Union Home Minister will chair a high-level security review meeting on left-wing extremism in Raipur. Late in the day, Mr. Shah will attend the national conclave titled Chhattisgarh at 25, shifting the lands as the chief guest. Tomorrow, Mr. Shah will attend the concluding ceremony of the Bastar Pandum festival in Jagdalpur. In a message shared on social media, he said that the country is moving steadily towards achieving the resolve of making India completely free from Naxalism by the 31st of March 2026. Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu said the 2026-27 Union Budget reflects Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of transforming India into a developed nation by 2047 under the Viksit Bharat program. Addressing a press conference in Raja Mahendravaram yesterday, the Union Minister said India's steady 7% growth rate demonstrates the strength of the Prime Minister's leadership. He said the country has emerged as the world's fourth largest economy despite adverse global conditions. The Airports Authority of India has entered into a Memoranda of Understanding MOU with Bharat Taxi, India's first cooperative ride-hailing platform, to introduce regulated and passenger-friendly cab services at several of its airports. This MOU forms part of Bharat Taxi's broader expansion strategy following its formal launch earlier this month by Union Home Minister Amit Shah as India's first cooperative-based taxi service. The platform has already secured partnerships with multiple institutions, including the Delhi Traffic Police, Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, State Bank of India and others, to enable regulated operations, financing and integrated last-mile solutions across urban and airport ecosystems. Greek Defence Minister Nikos Dendias has said India has become an indispensable partner for Europe, underlining the growing strategic and economic importance of India for the European Union and Greece in particular. Speaking at the India-EU Forum 2026, Dendias said the perceptions in Europe about India had evolved significantly over time. He said now India is necessary to have. Highlighting economic cooperation, the Greek minister expressed strong support for the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, between the European Union and India, saying it would deliver substantial benefits. Japanese voters are casting ballots today in a snap parliamentary elections called by Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi. Just months after she was elected by lawmakers, Takaichi decided to go to the polls to seek the public's mandate. If the coalition of Takaichi's Liberal Democratic Party with the Japan Innovation Party, known as Ishin, wins 310 seats, it would be able to override the opposition-controlled upper chamber. She has vowed to step down if the coalition loses its majority. In men's cricket, India defeated United States by 29 runs in the third match of the T20 World Cup at the Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai, last night. Chasing a target of 162 runs set by India, United States managed to score 132 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.